I was standing by my window. It was on a cold and cloudy day. All right. Here we are. Hey there, everyone. My name is Elle. My ancestors are Irish and British, and I live in so-called British Columbia, Canada. I grew up in East Vancouver, East Van, and this is the podcast project I am doing called Calls from Home. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting, Lord in the sky, Lord in the sky. I wanted to make this episode zero as kind of a grounding point for the whys, what's, and hows, an episode that you can come back to or maybe never listen to. Maybe it will just be for me. I've been thinking about making this for a while now, a few months at least, and I like to think extensively about why I'm doing the things and how to do them, why I'm doing things and how to do them in a good way, so that they can be meaningful. Sometimes this process is really exhausting, and sometimes it's really rewarding. But basically, I was offered to make a radio show one day, so here we are, sitting in a fancy studio with lots of buttons and clicks, and I can hear my voice really intensely through the microphone, or through the, what are they called, headphones. But yeah, I'm here hoping to create something generative and healing and eventually a space for people to tell their stories. So I've always loved hearing people's stories. Ever since I was a kid, listening to them, listening to people unpack their past and watching things be unpacked in them as well in real time. I would stay up late begging my dad and his childhood friend to keep going on and on about their youth. And I think I've realized just how I love to constantly be baffled by how strong people are. When you find out what they've been faced with, what they've seen, and how the hell they've continued to forgive and believe in life despite it all. I think that you can love just about anyone if you hear their story. Yeah. What I liked about the idea of a podcast and its digitalness was that it exists everywhere and nowhere at once, kind of like the stories of our lives and how we came to be wherever we are. It's like how stories exist in the space between people, and they narrate the nature of our bodies and how they relate to the world. I just feel like the way we are steeped in stories that are just itching to be told, wanting to give us meaning. I think that listening can help us find the order of ourselves within chaos. And we get to witness how we relate differently to memories over time, how that works, right? Storytelling, it places us back in the world, and it helps let us know who we are. I'm doing this because I love watching people remember themselves. And telling stories is at the heart of how we come to know our place in the big wide web of things. Not the internet, but like the real, you know, the real stuff. So, yeah, how do we start living different stories than the ones that have been placed upon us? The ones telling us things we aren't sure are true. I think that we have to start telling different stories. We have to start telling our own. I realize that I want to learn about the world, not necessarily through books or lectures, but through people. You know, I was taking all these classes, being like, where am I going to learn about the world?
the way I want to learn about the world. And would just find myself wanting to talk to my classmates about them, their lives and them, themselves, you know. Stories teach us in a way that no curriculum ever could. They don't have an agenda. They aren't trying to convince or convert you. They just simply are. I figure, and you probably do too, that coming together is the only real way to make sense of things. We also lose the concept of right or wrong when we hear someone speak from their heart. We see that nothing is ever so black and white. There are no sides. That we can laugh, but it won't be without pain. We can sob, but it won't be without gratitude. And we can be terrified, but it won't be without beauty. I wanted to challenge myself as well, to continue to be humbled by how little I know. Through constantly being asked to find a way to relate, to love one another instead of turning away. This has been a challenge for me, a continual challenge in the past while. I need to be reminded that I'm always in a state of learning and never having things all figured out, for my walls to be broken down again and again. Because my favorite thing ever is how little we know. I want to honor people, most of all. Make them feel special, because they are, because everyone is. And shine light on the wonderful abundance of souls that we have around us at all times. This is a quote from a zine I read. I don't know who wrote it. But it says, rather than querying others, it asks the human to query herself, and it seeks to open the human to the experience of others in the context of their own communicative and expressive lives. Here, as elsewhere, she was concerned with paths towards others rather than answers about others. This really defines for me what I'm trying to do. We don't usually feel special in an inclusive way, or like our lives are worth being told, because no one will listen. We feel that we're comparable, nothing more than mundane, that we aren't walking complex miracles that deserve dances and chants of praise. But I disagree. I think that we matter. I think that we deserve to be celebrated. I think we are good. I think that we are enough with all the joy and mess. After peeling back the layers of control and trying to plan out every detail, I realized I needed to let the project create itself. That's always how beautiful things take place. That it will belong to the people, that it's out of my hands, while also nestled deeply within them. This work is slow because relationship building is slow and takes patience, which is the remedy for control and urgency. Having faith in the unfolding of time. Ultimately, it takes trust and knowing that there will always be enough time for the good work. I realize I am putting folks in a vulnerable position, asking them to fall blind into the past that has yet to come. And all that they can do is hope that I take care of what they share. So this is just me trying to use my gifts. I thought about asking people a lot of questions. Like, who are you? What do you love? Where do you come from? What does home mean to you? What does it feel like? Who were you as a child? Who do you think you'll be as an adult? What are your gifts and how do you share them? What do you imagine the future to be like? What do you think about it? What does it mean to you to be human? What causes flooding and fires in you? When do you feel the most beautiful? What do you believe in? What does your heart look like? What are your dreams? What are your questions? Who is your mother? Who is your father? Where has meaning found you? What does being good mean? In what way do you pray? What do you stand for? What are the rituals that take place in your life? How do you remember the lives that came before and will come after yours? Who are you in this place? How do you belong? What do you truly want? What scares you? What makes you happy? What inspires you? What stops you from listening to yourself? What would happen if you stopped trying to be perfect? What is the effect of the life you are living having on you? What do you want to see in this world and in yourself? What does healing mean to you? What heals you? In what ways do you live your life with the remembering that you are going to die? What is love to you? But finally, I settled on maybe the most basic and obvious one. Who are you? How did you get here? Can you tell me your story? I'm not asking people to explain themselves or justify the why, but looking to explore the how together. I realize thinking this through was about a lot more than just a podcast. It was me thinking about how I want to relate to people, which I've never done in such depth and expansion. Where I had to ask, how do I make space for everyone? How do I make this project belong to the people, for anyone to take part in, no matter our relationship, no matter the age, no matter the place? How do I not leave anyone behind? So, anyone is invited. You let me know when you are ready to share yourself. I welcome you here, and I will wait to be let in. I became worried that people's stories are too precious to be shared in a public way when the listeners don't have a direct connection with the storytellers. People's lives are sacred, after all. But I think that can be where we hear ourselves in each other's stories and can be reminded of what is already there, whether it is someone we know or merely just a stranger's voice. So these episodes, in a way, will kind of be like declarations of love. That's where I will go to work on my part of trying to explain the unexplainable, the nature of people the way I know them, and the context of things. As it has already and will continue to do, this project has worked on me just as much as I have worked on it. I'm really grateful to be given this opportunity and hope people's gifts too can be brought out through this for them to be seen and encouraged. So, let's make space for complexities and imperfectness here. Bleh. I'm not here to pretend that things aren't hard. I can edit out awkward silences, but they are there, they are human. We will always mess up gloriously and then learn, because learning is so delightful. You may listen to some of these episodes and feel a lot or nothing at all. And that's great. That's okay. We can sit with that discomfort. We can move through it. Because when we acknowledge that nothing is perfect, we can then be open to not having to be. And being forever taught in the process of learning from ourselves and from each other. All right, so this project is created, thought of, and distributed within the flows, airways, whatever, of so-called Vancouver, British Columbia. A place that has been generated in an exclusive way. A city that has had its life through the dispossession of the lives of the Coast Salish peoples of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, whose ancestors took care of this land for thousands of years before any of us were here. Those roots go deep. These are the people who we owe a debt of truth, honesty, and reconciliation. I invite us to dwell in what it means to live on stolen lands. How does the continued history of Native genocide, slavery, and brutality affect all our senses of self and belonging? What kind of responsibilities do we have now and always? And how are we honoring the relations and the people around us? We are all in the same mess, after all, and no one knows more than anyone else. and we're all pretty clueless, and that's okay. We better learn how to get along so we can deal with what is in front of us together in a way that listens enough to allow imagination and growth into new realities and ways of being present with one another that reckons with the present and moves into inclusive intentions. How can we behave towards rituals that grow deep roots and place so we recognize and feel our impact? What is missing from ourselves, our stories, and the narratives we live that without we do not feel like enough? I invite us to answer these questions with our hands in the dirt alongside each other. Let us breathe deep so that we remember we can. Feel our feet on the ground. Let us come back into our bodies so that we have access to our presence and what it brings, that which is beyond words. Remembering we are alive comes with a lot of power. To acknowledge the land itself is to stop neglecting, to think about, not why, but how we have gotten here, helps us see that the work we do as people today towards something greater is built on the backs of those who have come before us. We do not walk alone. We never walk alone. Let us continue to honor this in all the relations that we move in, remembering that it is the land that sustains us, it is the land that teaches us how to be in a good way with one another, and it is the land to which we belong. We have a duty to care, no matter who we are, for our all-encompassing selves, for our own health. I am excited to explore and develop these questions with anyone and everyone. So, I invite you to get lost in other people's lives and identities in ways that push us and you towards discovering our own. Hopefully, we can be reminded together of all the things I intend to remember through this. And know this, a podcast is not what it's about. You could come back in a week and it could all be gone. All the mediums we use to connect. This is only a means of coming back into ourselves and to each other. We don't need a podcast to do these things. So let it inspire you. It doesn't end here. I've been trying to figure out what kind of lost we are as people in this life, in these times for a while now. How we are reflections of the big, how our experiences are bigger than us, and how we remember we are held throughout it all. Maybe I won't ever know what kind of lost we are, but perhaps I can be a piece of helping us be found and belong. This is a quote from The Color of God, a book by Aisha Chandri. I ask you, dear reader, please avoid simplistic, exotic, dehumanized conclusions from this story. Try and find yourself in it. Look harder. You are here. Stories are gifts, so let's treat them as such. Enjoy Calls from Home. Where is the circle? Will it be unbroken?